Hi, thank you all for coming.
All right, we'll start right up front with Brent.
hold on, that's the Red Zone Corporation. I had a call into them. Sam got it. All right.
Right up front with Brent.
Did you set that joke up or?
No, that just comes to me.
There you go again.
Two questions for you. Fourth and three on that call. How much do you consult with Coach Sumlin on something like that when y'all got the first down, you know, in the game? And then the second part, why is your drink clear today?
I don't consult with him. He just kind of says, hey, let's go forward. We're going to punt. I mean, he's making all these decisions. Obviously, he's feeling the whole game and making the game situational decisions and kind of feeling, you know, he always has a great feel for where our team is and what's, you know, do we punt him down or would he go forward or should we kick the field goal? So he's talking with Coach Banks. And so basically I just get the, hey, let's go, or hey, field goal or punt.
Stay on the right side with Ben.
No, Coach, I think Auburn ended up finishing with 13 hurries, and Trevor didn't throw a pick, and he was only sacked once. I mean, what do those stats end up saying about the way he played and the way he's progressed?
Yeah, I mean, I think every week, I mean, there's still a lot of things that he's working on, and we're working on for him. You know, like Trevor and I talked early, Trevor's a very athletic kid. You know, as you watch, I mean, that front that he played against is no joke. I mean, that's a pretty solid front. And to have those, you know, one sack in that deal. But I think where we're really working with him, and I think I just see, you know, you just see every week he progresses just a little bit more, is that, like I told him, I don't want an athlete that's playing quarterback. All right, I want a quarterback that's athletic. And I think that's what we're trying to become, a quarterback, all right, first. And then that's like the icing on the cake. Now he's an athletic guy and can create stuff with his feet, get out of trouble, you know, do things that a lot of guys can't do that just sit in the pocket and wait. Now there's times I want him to sit in the pocket, and that's kind of where we're trying to really work on right now with him.
Continue on the right side, Gabe.
What have you seen for this freshman, Travion Williams, Noel, through three games, and what's he continued to do to earn more and more of the carries?
Yeah, pretty impressive, huh? You know, I think that I tell you what you don't see with and Coach Mac, C-Mac does a great job with those guys, because I never really know who's in the game. I really don't, because he rolls them in there and he kind of has guys he wants in on special things and special situations, and a guy will have a hot hand or not a hot hand. And he does a great job with that. But I think one of the things that you miss a lot with what our backs have been doing is, I don't know how many sacks we've given up in three games, like four or five or something like that, but they've been doing an excellent job without the ball in their hands as far as in protection. Helping our tackles and our guards when they need help. You know, those type of things that are kind of sometimes not you don't notice, all right, because you're always watching football. You're like me, I'm always watching football, right? So you don't notice there's some pretty good stuff going on. And that's where I think Trey has really gained my confidence and Trevor's confidence is in the protection part. When we get pressure or get, you know, a good pass rush, that he's in there, and he's really in the last couple of weeks done some really, really good things in that part of his game. Obviously, the running part of it, he's a very dynamic guy with the ball in his hands. And I think the more and more he plays, it's hard to believe that sometimes he's just a true freshman. And I think the more he plays, I think the more he'll be the complete back that you look for.
Let's go to the back with Colin, and then we'll go to Cease.
I guess you brought it up a little bit, but how do you improve upon when you're in the red zone? Converting
right,
those field goals in a touchdown.
Right, absolutely, huh? I mean, we're like, you know, historically we've always been a good red zone offense. Over the last 5 or 6 years, I think, you know, we're always top, you know, in the top 15, top 20 in the country in red zone. So for us to go down there and have the ball five times inside the 20 and come away with one touchdown is like ridiculous. Okay, so a lot of things. One is I've got to do better. I got to have a better plan. You know, as coaches, we got to put our kids in the right position, and we got to do a better job in working that and repping it and have them a good, solid plan. The other thing is then your kids have to execute. And so it's kind of a two-way street. I've got to get them good things to to work on, and we got to work on those things down there, and then they have to go work at it. You know, the field's compressed, right? I mean, be honest with you, between the 20s, anybody can call plays. It's like situational football. You got to be effective in the red zone, and you got to be effective in third down. And that's where I'm kind of, you know, that's where we have to keep, as a group, getting better, you know, coaches and players. And I thought that, it's the field's compressed. You got to make some tough catches. You got to make some tight window throws. We've got to be able to say we can line up and run the football down there. And I, you know, a lot of it was me. I just kind of maybe gave up on our line a little bit, maybe gave up on it down there a little bit too quick. So, yeah, I agree with you. We need to get better in that area.
I'm going to go far left, Cease.
Along those same lines, Coach, my question was going to be, you mentioned the red zone, but overall 2-15 on third downs. So when you looked at all the third downs,
six of them were in the red zone. So that's like the double bang, bang, right?
Yeah, we can always
make the third down, don't score so I get hit twice.
We can always be smart, like you said last week. You do a different call now, but how many was execution you felt like, man, if we just executed, because you have all these great wide receivers and most of those third downs were passes.
And I'm not making excuses for anybody, right? I mean, our job is getting in the end zone, and excuses don't get us in the end zone. I think the whole thing's kind of a two-way street. I've got to have a great, good plan for those guys, but then also, you know, we got to maybe – what you don't see on film is, you know, I mean, we had a chance to hit a slant, and we had the little nod route to Ricky, then the fade route to – so there's three chances right there where there are opportunity balls that you make catches, and now – you know, we're not even having this conversation today, right? But there's other things that go into it, like a little bit different look to our line and our backs, and there was a guy coming free in Trevor's face on one of those throws, which rushed him. So it's all those things you don't see. All you see is, you know, field goal, you know, drop ball or whatever it was, or not a great throw. So I think it's all as a group. All right, we've got to do a better job of coaching our kids to recognize the fronts and the different looks that they're going to get down there and the different coverages, and then go out and execute.
If I could follow up on your 20 incompletions, how many were great plays that Knight used just to throw the ball away? Do you keep track of that, how many he saved, and then how many actual drops do you have when you look at that game?
Yeah, a lot of there's two things that, like, to me, that great quarterbacks do. Number one is they get sacked every now and then, okay? Because to me, if a guy's getting sacked in the end zone, in the pocket, he's truly focused on his job. Because sometimes you don't see the sack, okay? And so that's going to happen to good quarterbacks. Guys that are always looking at the rush, the other guys are always getting caught running out of the pocket. So that's one thing. And the other thing is sometimes a quarterback's best throw is the one he throws away. And I was really happy with Trevor a couple times when he didn't have anything and he got flushed out of the pocket, instead of trying to be a hero, just say, hey, look, we're within field goal range or it's second down or first, and let's throw this away and let's get another chance to run another play. So I think those are the little things that a good quarterback does in his maturity to becoming a quarterback. And so those are things that are happy to see. And there were six of those occurrences in the game, okay? So you know, to me, that's good signs. Yeah, do I want to? I want to be 100% completion, right? Doesn't everybody? Okay, and so you're like, oh man, well, you could have done this or could have done that, but in that situation, I felt he made the right decision.
Right up front, Sam.
From what you've seen on video, what are your thoughts on Arkansas's defense?
Good, another great, solid SEC defense. Good defensive lines. You know, that's the thing I'm getting used to now is coming into this league. Is that there's guys on that front defensive line. You know, we got a couple in this building, right, that are pretty dang good. But every week you're going against guys that can ruin the game for you. And so it's every week. So it's another solid group, a front seven that's going to get, you know, going to make us really, you know, get hats on hats and be pretty technique sound. I was really happy with the way our offensive line. I mean, we started out that third quarter and it was like, holy cow, will we ever make a first down, you know? Felt like ever, right? It was like three series and I'm ready to shoot myself. But I was really proud of how the kids kept grinding and grinding, and pretty soon we were starting to, you know, move guys a little bit in our run game. So sometimes I get stubborn with the run game, all right? Sometimes, like, I really want to be able to run the football, and and I was happy with how the kids finished out last week. And it's going to be another one of those games, I think, to me.
Stay on the right side with Ben.
No, Coach. Do you put any stock into beating teams regionally that are recruiting the same kind of kids you do, and what kind of games do winning against regional battles? What effect does that have in recruiting?
Oh, I don't know. I know if you win a lot of football games, you probably recruit pretty good. I don't know. I'm not trying to be a smartass, but you know, I don't know if it's regionally or whatever. Maybe like in state, it might be, but. I imagine there's probably something to that. I don't know.
Is it different because y'all are the only in-state SEC team, so the only thing close is like Arkansas?
Yeah, and they're pretty much, aren't they? I mean, I've only been here like 8 months. Come on, give me a break. All right? they're pretty heavy in Dallas, right? That's a big recruiting area for them. So obviously we're going to, battle them. I would imagine battle them on some kids. We're a little bit different philosophy offensively, so we maybe not be going after the same type of guy. But offensive linemen, you know, everybody goes after those guys, and you know, they're probably going after a little bit different quarterback than we are. But yeah, I don't really know.
Anything else?
Four. I think it was four. We have this thing what we call, basically we had this thing we call 12% rule. Okay. Yeah. And so we basically base everything, like I don't really grade the film on, oh, you made six mistakes and you did this and you're supposed to step 6 inches to the right and you step 6 inches to the left, all right? They're kids, man. That stuff's gonna happen, right? So basically we boil everything. The one goal we have as a group, you know, all the position coaches kinda deal with their own group, but as an offensive group is what we call the 12% rule, which is a thing that I learned years and years ago from Ralph Friedgen when he was at Maryland. And it's what you do is you take sacks, drops, turnovers, and foolish penalties, all right, and you add those up in the course of a game, and you divide the number of plays you have in that game into how many of those you have. And if you can keep that number under 12%, right, your winning percentage supposedly is like about 92%. I've been doing that about 8 years or so, and I can honestly count on one hand the number of times it was wrong. All right, and this year we've been under 12% in all three games. So to me, it gives the kids some tangible things that they can, you know, put their arms around. Say, look, guys, just don't drop the football, don't jump off sides or have dumb penalties. Okay, Trevor, backs, receivers, hang on the football, turnovers. All right, and throw the ball away and don't give up sacks, right? Doesn't mean you have to throw completions. Just mean let's don't get us off schedule. If you guys could just you're not going to ever eliminate those things because it is a football game and things happen. But if you can minimize those to under 12% of your total plays, then you should be in the football game. And so that's why I knew that how many drops we had. That's about one of the things we look at. All right, guys.
All right.
Thanks
for the time.
I should change that to the 12th man rule. Yeah.